This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the Tuesday, January 8th program. When I say program, doesn't everybody know this is the program to listen to? DJ The Program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, on the most trusted medium in America, radio. How about that? Radio, America's most trusted medium. 84% of respondents say radio understands what's important to us. 20% higher than it was last year this time. Very interesting. And way ahead of network and cable television. And way, way ahead of social media. How about that? Very interesting. The most trusted source for information, on-air personalities are more trusted than talk personalities on television or any other media. So what does that say for people who are on both? Does that mean Sean Hannity's more trusted on the radio than he is on television? I thought that was an interesting and important and compelling way to start the hour. Now, Jennifer, you can top that if you'd like.
Well, I will try. There's a story that's developing on social media. Got a lot of attention yesterday. I'm in California and just picked up on this yesterday evening. There are protests. I think you're going to hear about this, and that's because it involves a donor, a prominent Democratic donor named Ed Buck. There were protests outside of his home in West Hollywood, with activists now calling for his arrest after a man was found dead in his apartment on Monday. Now, this is just 17 months after another dead male escort was discovered there. So he's got two dead bodies in his apartment in the span of 17 months. And this story is so strange, it's just developing, but these protesters are gathering outside of his home now. They're saying, arrest Ed Buck, prosecute him. The jury needs to convict Ed Buck. That's the chant, according to activist Jasmine Canick, who was reporting on what the crowd was saying outside of his apartment on Monday night in West Hollywood. He said, this woman said, quote, this man had two dead bodies in his house and he is still in his house, end quote. Another demonstrator said, this man is a danger to the LGBTQ community. Neighbors of his who were drawn out of their home as a result of the protest said that they have the same questions that everyone else does and made their own calls to police, according to local news sources. He's in West Hollywood. The attorney for Ed Buck confirmed the most recent death to the press and said that the unidentified victim was a, quote, longtime friend who had known Ed Buck for 25 years, and he had reached out to him for help. He began acting in a bizarre way before he died at the apartment. This guy didn't even try to leave. He was there with the dead body when police arrived on the scene. According
to his
attorney,
did he call the police?
I don't know. His attorney says that this was an accidental death and it was just a coincidence that 17 months ago a male escort also died in his apartment. Both of them, by the way, one of them was a meth overdose. That was the one from 17 months ago. They don't know exactly what caused this second one, but it's right on Laurel Avenue in West Hollywood. The man's identity, the cause of death in this most recent case, has not been released yet. Now, Ed Buck is a well-known figure in LGBTQ political circles, and he's given more than $500,000 to a range of Democratic groups and candidates. Former President Obama, Hillary Clinton, Eric Garcetti, Adam Schiff is one of his most recent donors who's in Congress. In July of last year, prosecutors decided not to file charges against him in the death of another person who, according to the coroner's report, was full of drug paraphernalia, including 24 syringes containing drugs, 5 glass pipes with white residue, and burn marks, along with the plastic straw, possible white residue, clear plastic bags with residue, and clear plastic bags containing a crystal-like substance. That was all found around him in this guy's apartment. They say it was an accidental meth overdose, but the L.A. County Sheriff's Office has just reopened the investigation after writings in this guy's, in the victim's journal, implicated Ed Buck in his drug use. So in the journal,
so
in
he
a December 20th...
Them in and giving them
I guess
drugs
so, with
and,
drugs.
Wow.
And this is why I'm saying it's so weird. These are just the details that are coming out literally in the last 24 hours. In December of 2016, an entry in the first victim's diary said, "I've become addicted to drugs, and the worst one at that. Ed Buck is the one to thank. He gave me my first injection of crystal meth. It was painful, but after all the troubles, I became addicted."
All right, so is this one of those things that has with it guilt by association? There's a story, okay, this guy's dealing drugs or doing something with drugs that bring people in, and who knows what he's doing with the people after he gets them drugged up. I suppose you turn to a page in the Bill Cosby playbook. Then the mention of Adam Schiff and other Democratic politicians. So one wonders sometimes if... that's fair. Guilt by, you know, I'm not here to...
Well, I don't think it's fair to the political
stick
candidate.
Up for these guys, but,
no.
Yeah, we didn't hear any Republicans
getting money
from this guy.
I mean, it's notable because he apparently, I've never heard of him, but he apparently is a pretty high power political donor. So that's what makes this more...
But he lives in an apartment?
Yeah, in West Hollywood. They can be pretty pricey, actually, and...
That
it depends.
Not
I don't
know
where
I'm looking around.
The question is he using his power? I guess the reason you bring it up as to what he does, is it a Me Too situation like in Hollywood? These are people in powerful positions that can go after people
exactly
who are
I
young,
the question. Yep.
good-looking men who are vulnerable, who are male escorts, who might be susceptible to drug addiction. That's why, I mean, I think that's why it's mentioned in the story.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, this is where there's smoke, there's got to be a lot of fire with this.
This guy's
crazy.
Got
crazy
problems. All right, here's another L.A. story. Teachers ready to go on strike. What's the update on that, Jennifer? The United Teachers
Union. They're
going
to go on strike.
Thanks for the update. Back to you.
Yeah, back to you in the studio. This is tomorrow. They're going on strike. Is that it?
It's Thursday, I think, is the big day. They've been negotiating for months, and it's the union and the teachers union against the LA Unified School District. They've already hired substitutes and stuff to be ready to go in case there is a strike. But
would your mother go back
offering,
as a substitute?
No, she would be a union girl. Are you kidding? Jeez. I remember the teachers haven't been on strike for 30 years, and I remember as a little girl being out there on the streets with my mother 30 years ago holding picket signs. Oh, yeah.
They want higher wages, better working conditions, shrinking class size.
6%, which 6% is a pretty decent raise. But you're right. The other issues, like the shrinking class sizes, they want to bring librarians and nurses
back. What's the average class size? No,
it depends on the school. I think for high schools, it seems to be bigger. My mom used to have to deal with sometimes kids 40 and 45. But I know Jeff's kids, my fiancé, go to elementary school, and they have class sizes of 20 to 25. So I think it really depends on the city and the population. But a lot of the money for resources are now going to charter schools, which I love. I think it's a great alternative to public. But the public school teachers aren't too into it because they want the resources to go to the regular public schools.
Right. So here, this is the genius of a PR person. The warning comes from officials. The walkout could have negative impact on students. Really? That's genius.
Actually use legal methods to not allow the teachers to strike, saying that they would be harming kids with disabilities. So they actually tried to get a legal
injunction. Isn't there, in most cities, in Massachusetts, public employees can't go on strike. Period. You negotiate until, you know, you get a deal, but you can't go on strike. I thought that's the way it was. Is it that way in New York, New Jersey, Washington? I think you are a public employee. You can't go on strike. I think that's...
I have no idea. I guess it all
and
is union rules, right?
Maybe that's the way it ought to be. Why in the world should these people go on strike? What's more important? And then you get into a real argument. What's more important? Working conditions are taking care of the children. You can negotiate working conditions and all these other things, but what about the special needs children that you're just talking about? Things need to be taken care of. Or is it just like, well, what do these kids do during a vacation week or summertime? So, arguing on both sides, I guess. At any rate, sign of the times, as it were, quarter after the hour here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being a MyPillow customer. That goes for all of you who have been wise enough over the years to listen to all of our advice. Jennifer loves her MyPillows. I think, were you getting a MyPillow for your mother? Did I hear you say that, Victoria? Or your mother loves MyPillow?
My mom has two. She's obsessed with them.
Loves them. She loves them. She's obsessed with them. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I think she's. I think she sold them to all her girlfriends, too. She's
really?
A dealer.
Yeah, she's a dealer. Well, if you want a great night's sleep, that's the way to get it. So you can take our advice, or you can just try them yourself. Go to MyPillow.com, order four pillows for the price of two. Premium pillows, go-anywhere pillows, that's a good way to start. And you don't have to, if you don't like them, keep using them. And then if you get around the 1st of March and things aren't still the way you want them, you send them back, get your money back. That's it. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get the pillows that Victoria's mom says are swell. And Jennifer likes them. I like them. I've forgotten, Kara, whether you had them. You have some of them, don't you?
I've got them, too. I sleep on them on my comfy bed every night.
There you go. All right. So work on getting my pillows into your home. Get rid of the old, really gross pillows you got around. And right now, while the iron is hot, strike while the iron is hot. 2 + 2 = 4. 4 my pillows, but you only pay for 2 of them. 2 go-anywhere pillows, 2 premium my pillows at mypillow.com. Promo code DJV. The power of suggestion. I'm suggesting you look at those old worn-out pillows you got. Toss them. Get ones you can keep clean and wash whenever they need it. Mypillow.com. Promo code DJV to save lots of money and get great pillows.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, CES, Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, off to a big start. Wow, 4,500 exhibitors, 3 million square feet of exhibit space. You can only do this in Las Vegas. The only place that has big enough floor space. Apparently, there are a lot of new game-changing technologies on display, Victoria. How much more stuff can be developed? Don't you wonder that?
They have like, and now you just put a dish in a sink and it's like washed. It's like the Jetsons now. It's crazy. All the new
really? Things. You can do that? You can put a
oh, yeah.
A,
I was just looking at a report earlier today. They were like, you stick a dish in a sink and it like comes out clean.
Really?
Yeah, so just when you think you know all the technology, they'll get you more.
There you go. All right, 21 after the hour. Something to think about, I guess, as we move through our day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I want a pair of blue suede shoes, a white sequin jumpsuit. I want to have my own quartet, shooting around the TV set.
This is January 8th, Elvis Presley's birthday. Born in Tupelo, Mississippi on January 8th, 1935. Was probably the most cultural icon, most popular cultural icon when I was a kid. May have been, as far as singular icons are concerned, he may have been the biggest, the most famous person in American history. As an American, he made all kinds of music, movies. People really love this guy. They really go to watch any of the performances that are recorded, television, movies, whatever it was, and see the way people react to him. He was just an amazing entertainer. So, a friend of Elvis's is, we go back to August of 1977 when he passed away. Singer T.G. Shepherd held off on singing about his friend, but that has changed. There's a new single out called I Wanna Live Like Elvis. That's what you're listening to in the background. We'll crank it up a little.
Lay around with Scylla in silk pajamas.
Comes out today, this tune. Elvis's 84th birthday. He said, I had found this song. It was so comical. It was Elvis's life story told in 4 minutes. Made me want to go into the studio and record. It was just something I felt compelled to do. Also led to Mr. Shepherd's decision to record his first country solo album in 20 years. It would come out in April. This song, I Want to Live Like Elvis, kind of lightheartedly details the glamorous life that he lived in Graceland with Priscilla, amid all the Cadillacs and the jets and the entourage and shoes and stuff. In fact, it was the lyric about lying around with Priscilla in silk pajamas that got a laugh out of Priscilla as well as her approval. Song, yeah, thank you very much. And a catchy beat, great lyrics. Well written, Priscilla says, don't feel alone, T.G. I'm sure others who feel the same way. His decision to release I Want to Live Like Elvis came simply from his desire to add more joy to the world, so he said. There's a lot of sadness in life, a lot of anger. What's good in life? What needs life is laughter. He says sometimes it can come in the form of a song. This song just makes you chuckle. So, this song is now moving up the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. This guy's got 14 hits, number ones on the country charts back in the 70s and the 80s. There's a song called Slow Burn that was around. One You, War Is Hell, that kind of stuff. But it doesn't take away from this story of Elvis's life. 1956, released his self-titled debut album, became the first rock and roll album to get to the top of the Billboard charts. Fabulous music, and it cranked us up, Gary. Yeah, this is Sam Phillips. In 1957, he recorded his first Christmas album, which also topped the charts. Santa Claus Is Back in Town. We heard a lot of that during the last Christmas season, as we always do. I'm so lonely, I could cry. From March of 1960, Elvis came back from military service. Train carrying him from New Jersey to Tennessee was met with the largest crowds. I can still see the video from that. The women screaming. That's what I'm talking about when you go to one of his performances, you'll see one of them. First and only child, Lisa Marie, was born in Memphis, February the 1st, 1968. And then on December 21st, 1970, he attended a meeting with President Nixon, offered to work with hippies to combat the use of illegal drugs. Fabulous career. What a shame. It ended when he was 42. He had a drug overdose.
He's only 42.
He's 42. Yep. And
I guess in my, I didn't have any. I don't have any crossover with him. But in my mind, looking back at him, I just thought he was a lot older than that.
Yeah. No, he had some fabulous songs. This is one of my favorite Elvis songs. Thank you for playing it. In fact, Eric, there is the movie music, Frankie and Johnny. There are a lot of. Viva Las Vegas was kind of a silly. Most of the movies he did were kind of silly. But it was just good stuff. Somebody sent me this a couple of years ago using every title, every name of an Elvis tune. Dear Doug, this was on Elvis's the anniversary of his death. And actually, somebody sent me this August 2002. During Elvis Week. Dear Doug, are you lonesome tonight? Because it's now or never. And please don't be cruel because I'm all shook up. I'm stuck on you. You're my bossa nova baby, especially in your blue suede shoes. Let's shake, rattle, and roll in Viva Las Vegas, where I can be your good luck charm. You're a big hunk of love, and if you just surrender, you can wear my ring around your neck. I'm not a hard-hearted woman, and if you treat me nice, you can be my teddy bear. I know you're not a puppet on a string, but you're the devil in disguise. I'll have one broken heart for sale. I'll be crying in the chapel or staying in the Heartbreak Hotel. It's just that I'm stuck on you, Tutti Frutti. I just can't help falling in love. I want you. I need you. I love you. Anyway, it goes on with more titles. Kind of a fun thing. But Elvis, man, you can't beat him. And this is a good day to remember him. I just find him to be a fascinating character in many different. I've been to Graceland. Anybody, you ladies, been to Graceland?
Yep, I've been. It was awesome. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, it's a good place. Very important place to go, actually, in terms of celebrating an American icon. It's not anywhere near as big as you think it is either. It's kind of surprising. So the story of Elvis on his birthday, half past the.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now says the IRS will be sending out tax refunds despite the government shutdown that's now into day 18. During past shutdowns, the IRS accepted tax returns but did not send out the refunds until after the government was funded again. The current shutdown showing no signs of ending as Democrats and President Trump are still deadlocked over funding for a border wall. The president will be on TV tonight to make his case for increased border security, tweeting yesterday that his 9 p.m. Eastern nationally televised address will focus on what he calls a humanitarian and national security crisis at the border.
The Tigers reclaim their crown by crushing Alabama.
ESPN's Chris Fowler after Clemson wins 44-16 in the national championship game. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour. This is the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. It's Tuesday, the 8th of January. Victoria, what are you following for the benefit of mankind?
Well, I don't know if it benefits mankind, but it's certainly a trending story, and a name in the news is Kevin Spacey. And he was seen yesterday for the first time in over a year by the general public, and he appeared in Massachusetts, specifically on the island of Nantucket, in a very small courtroom there. And this is over the indecent assault and battery charge that he allegedly groped an 18-year-old busboy at a Nantucket bar in 2016. He didn't say anything during the hearing. His attorney and the prosecutor did most of the talking. He basically just kind of did some smirking that a lot of people picked up on. There were cameras in the courtroom that were allowed, and nothing major happened. He just had to, as a procedural thing, he had to appear. And he entered a not guilty plea, and the next hearing will be March 4th. And for some reason, he doesn't have to attend that hearing in person, but he did have to be there yesterday. He got into an SUV immediately after leaving the courthouse and flew on a private jet to Washington, D.C., which no one was really clear why he went to Washington, D.C., but he was pulled over for speeding.
He's the
on the
president.
Way to...
What do you mean, why did he go to Washington? He's... Frank Underwood.
I guess. Well, who knows? He's acting weird lately, maybe. Maybe he thought he had to get back to the White House. But he left Reagan Airport, and he was driving an SUV with his lawyer in the front seat, and they were pulled over for speeding on one of the main...
He was driving, or the lawyer was driving?
He was driving, and the lawyer was in the front seat, yeah. And, of course, there's video footage of it, because some total weirdo loser followed the car and saw that the two cops had pulled him over, and this guy pulled over himself on the side of this whatever the major highway is coming out of Reagan Airport.
395. And, yeah.
Which is a busy highway.
Very busy.
The guy starts filming with his cell phone. He goes up to the car, and I couldn't believe the cops didn't arrest him. And, of course, it was all over TMZ. But he was filming the whole thing. Kevin, they apparently gave him a warning, and they let Kevin Spacey go. And so the guy goes up to the cops, and he said, "Did you know that that's Kevin Spacey?" And they just kind of looked at him. They're like, "You can't be parked on the road here, guy. You got to move along." And
they
then
just gave him a ticket, you moron. How do you...
Yeah, they gave him a warning. They let him go. So, but it's Spacey's not his real name. We actually learned his real name. No, his real name was something else that was said in court yesterday. So maybe they didn't know that it was Kevin Spacey.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So I had dinner last night. I was with a couple of lawyers. And the lawyer who was sitting across from me was, we were talking about this Kevin Spacey thing being down in Nantucket. He was a criminal defense attorney. He started his work in Philadelphia, handled tons of cases like this. He says they're going to have a tough time nailing him on this or many of the other charges against him because there's just circumstantial evidence.
Right.
He's, again, so
he
maybe
said,
Kevin
said.
Spacey doesn't... Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of innuendo and inference. Mm-hmm. You can't get somebody a guilty plea on that stuff.
Well, and that probably explains why he made that video where he was obviously very smug about his innocence or their lack of ability to prove him guilty. And he definitely had the way... You would think that, you know, when you're in court... I don't know. It just you would kind of keep it together, but
right.
He definitely had a lot more smirking going on than one would expect.
Whole lot of smirking going on. All right, another name in the news is Cyntoia Brown. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes, I believe
Cyntoia.
So.
Yeah,
yep.
Woman serving a life sentence for killing a man who bought her for sex when she was 16. She's been granted clemency. She'll be released on parole in August. After having been in 15 years, why are they waiting until August? I don't understand that.
I think there's always some sort of processing or something, right? Like, when they released O.J., it was a few months later before he actually got out. I always find that to be odd, but I guess there's paperwork involved.
So she was 16, and she was granted clemency because of the circumstances? Is that why...
Well, apparently, I've been kind of loosely following this because a lot of celebrities have been advocating for her to be released. Kim Kardashian and Ashley Judd and Rihanna. A lot of people have been saying that this was the punishment did not fit the crime. Now, she murdered this guy, and she admitted to that. And,
taking money and guns and stuff, took his truck.
She took a gun and she shot him, And she stole the money, she said, because her pimp was going to kill her. If she was basically sex trafficked, she was a child who was she's a victim of sex trafficking. It's horrific, and so the reason that she's been granted clemency now is because the law has been changed in Tennessee. So they said if she was tried today as a 16-year-old, the punishment would never have been 51 years in prison.
No,
before she was even eligible for parole.
Yeah, right.
So. They said that, apparently she's done a lot of stuff behind bars, and they said that she's really, you know, transformed her life, and so they feel that she deserves another chance.
I'm actually okay with this, frankly, from what I can see.
I am too, 100%.
Yeah.
But
another name.
There has to be justifiable homicide, right? When someone has bought you for sex trafficking, that seems kind of justifiable.
Certainly does. All right. Here's another name, Warren Christopher Clark, teacher from Texas, identified as one of two Americans captured fighting for Daesh in Syria. What prompts somebody, an American, to be so angry that you get on a plane, you fly to the Middle East, you go to somebody in the Islamic State and say, "I'm volunteering, I want to fight with you against my country"? What kind of person does that?
I don't think you're mentally well.
No, not at all. All right, let's see. Who else have we got? One more name. Pollyanna Viana. You know who she is?
No.
She was on a fight card, I think, last night, as a matter of fact. The guys at dinner were talking about UFC fighters. That's when I get up and put my coat on.
Yeah.
I wasn't interested in having a conversation. Anyway, this young woman was mugged, but the person who was mugging her came out on the short end of the stick.
Oh, you know what? My husband sent me a picture of what the guy looked like after she got done with him. Yeah. I forgot about this. Yeah.
Punched the living hell out of the guy. She said, okay. And apparently this guy had a gun, but he won't have time to draw it because I'll throw a couple of punches at him and a kick. And that's what caught him. Apparently, then she got him on the ground and choked him. And so she said, okay, she's holding on to him. Now we'll wait for the police, she told him. So that's how he got caught. Sometimes you pick on the wrong person when you're doing stuff like that. So in that circumstance, good for her. Nothing wrong with that. More women should be trained to do that sort of thing. Men, too, as far as that's concerned. There's a lot of mugging going on in some of our bigger and not-so-big cities. 42 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to help you create a new, healthier you. It is the new year, after all. A lot of people are going down that street, so let's see if we can't send you down the street in the right way. As far as we're talking about new, you're trying to create a new image of yourself in the new year, are you? Have you noticed that your teeth are not perhaps as nice as they could be or as nice as you remember them to be? There have been 1 million kits sold, the Power Swabs way of cleaning your teeth. Imagine that. 1 million of these have been sold, resulting in whiter teeth for 1 million Americans or more. This is the whitening system that your dentist will use. If you go to your dentist and charge you $500, $600, $700 for a teeth whitening, he's using Power Swabs, so why do you... Well, you don't need that from the dentist. All you have to do is call 800-208-1797. Order Power Swabs. Get them. You break off the tip of the tube, put the Q-stick in your mouth, and you wipe your teeth. And in 5 minutes, it'll be... You'll see the two shades difference, the whiter, and you keep using it, and it'll go like 10 times or so, and you have perfectly whitened teeth. The stains are gone. They're not etched off. They're taken out because the product that's being used here, what they've done is put together a patented tooth detergent, all-natural whitening agent that lightens up those stains in 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797. Get into the routine that so many other people have done. So you have natural-looking, beautiful teeth. Caps, veneers get whitened as well. With Power Swabs, the safe, natural way, 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV show, and you get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs. Dial 800-208-1797 right now. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic Sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase Sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. We welcome Janine Morris, who is a yoga teacher, a certified holistic health coach. Got some really good encouraging advice, tips, if you will. We all love tips, Janine. And as we're getting into a new year, let's see if we can't get some resolutions to actually stick, if you know what I mean. What kind of New Year's resolutions have you made, Janine?
Hello. Thank you for having me. I've made a couple of healthy habit New Year's resolutions, and I'm going to share three of them with you today.
All right. Get going. Let's start with number one.
Okay. The first one, and I learned this while on vacation, carry Coldies zinc lozenges with you at all times. If you take them at the onset of a cold, it is clinically proven to reduce your cold by 42%. And I was recently on vacation with my husband, was coming down with a cold, had these with me, and thank God, because we didn't get sick. They are the number one recommended brand by pharmacists, and they come in a variety of flavors and forms, including sugar-free. And they have a new product out, actually. It's called their Plus Defense Citrus and Elderberry. And this product is loaded with antioxidants to help really boost your immune system, take it to another level.
Wow. All right, so that's a good place to start. This is the time of year for colds, that's for sure. All
we
right, what else do you have?
What's season.
Yes, we are. All right, what's number two on your list?
So number two is try to keep your energy up during the winter months. Like, you know, because it's maybe a little bit colder outside or gray, we all tend to, like, become more homebodies. But it's important to keep your energy up because every single action that your body performs requires energy that's produced by your mitochondria. Everything from chewing to digestion to your heartbeat, everything you're not even thinking of requires energy. So with age, your mitochondria becomes less effective. There's a supplement that I recommend called MitoQ. It's the only COQ10 supplement on the market that can really penetrate the mitochondria membrane to make sure it's getting exactly where it needs to go. It's an antioxidant that's naturally made, but because of age and our energy slowing down, we need to boost it sometimes. So in order to maintain energy and even slow down the aging process, I recommend adding a supplement, MitoQ10, to your regimen.
MitoQ10. That's an interesting name, isn't it?
MitoQ, yes.
Q10, yeah, all right. All right, so that gets us through two. You got one more terrific one for us.
Are you into working out?
I am, as a matter of fact. Every day I do.
Well, have you tried? That's fantastic. So you're already ahead of the game with the new year, but have you tried streaming fitness classes yet?
No, I haven't even heard of streaming fitness
classes. So this is really cool. I mean, it's been around for a little while, but it's trending. It's going to be a huge trend this year to take streaming online classes. So they're convenient and they're much more affordable than a gym membership. Basically, you download an app and the streaming classes come to your own phone or your computer. So you can take class anywhere for a really affordable price. There's one called Daily Burn. It's a fitness resource. Plus, it has a built-in community that helps support you to meet your fitness goals. The app is called HIIT Workouts by Daily Burn. You can download it on your phone, and they partner with top trainers all over the United States to come up with new weekly workouts that are customized to meet your specific goals based on your endurance, whether you want to lose weight, tone up, and plus you have this whole community behind you of support. So the Daily Burn is a really cool streaming fitness company that I would recommend looking at.
Are you using it? What's Janine Morris doing for exercise?
Yeah, so I do a ton of different things for exercise. I do like to go to studios in person, but when I can't get out of my home or when I'm on vacation, I always try Daily Burn because I could tap into classes at any time, like all different kinds of high-intensity interval training workouts.
What about this for men versus women? Are more women likely to use this than men? What do you think in terms of the Daily Burn? Who's using it more?
You know, I don't think it comes down to gender. I think it depends on the type of person. If you are a busy person, if you are really passionate about working out and you are, dedicated, I think this is good for anybody who needs convenience and affordability.
Mm-hmm. I think I think more and more women actually, in my world at least, my age are trying to pay attention more so than men are, which is kind of foolish. But
well, the men should pick it up.
Yeah, exactly. Follow the women in your life in all kinds of ways. This is probably a very intelligent way of doing it. Thanks for your clear message, Janine. Good to have you here. So a few tricks of the trade, if you will, for staying healthy, exercise-wise and otherwise, during the first month or two of the year. This is the DJV program. It's now 10 minutes before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Everybody, let's rock to the Jailhouse Rock. Elvis, music appropriate for today. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with a celebration of the, what were there, 31 Elvis movies, Chucker?
I do not know the exact number, do you? It was it 31?
I think it's 31, yeah, I think it's 31. Yeah. Yep. So, the movie, I must confess, I don't think I've seen more than two or three of them. Even though I was a big Elvis fan, I didn't think the movies were much to write home about. What about you?
Yeah, I can't say I'm the biggest Elvis fan in the world. He was born today, 1935. Tremendous legacy. When he made movies back in the day, I think they probably shot those movies in a very quick time period. Sort of churned them out, got them in the theaters, made money. It's interesting because I've done a few revivals of the classic movie West Side Story, and when I've done them, I always introduced it. And the behind-the-scenes story on that film is that Elvis was seriously offered the starring role as Tony in that film, but his manager, Colonel Parker turned it down and told Elvis that if he did the film, he would be associated with gang violence for the rest of his career, which turned out to be a complete falsehood. I think that would have been really interesting if we looked at that movie now, if he was the star.
Yeah, I agree with you. And by the way, Elvis was responsible for lots of that stuff, just with the slick back hair and the leather jackets that he wore.
But I think the funny part about it is the next film that he did wind up doing, he played a gang leader in it. So Parker wouldn't want him to star in the big screen version of West Side Story is somewhat perplexing.
Kind of silly. All right, so that's the Elvis story for today. The movie about Ruth Bader Ginsburg is out this week. What do you hear about that? I think it's out Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, we booked it in our local theater. I think it'll do well with adult-oriented moviegoers.
I think it's not going to be
a massive blockbuster, but I think it's going to do well. You know, I just want to bounce into, because I wasn't here yesterday, the Golden Globes on Sunday night. I thought, as always, that was the most fine-tuned telecast you could have for an award show. It is very fast-moving. The entire 3 hours is interesting. It's entertaining. I wish that the Oscars on ABC took note and asked some of the producers at the Golden Globes how they do it, streamlined it, move it along. But that is a really good broadcast. I thought very entertaining, as always. I think the biggest surprise was, although it is the Hollywood Foreign Press and they always throw a couple curves every year, that Bohemian Rhapsody, a film that I really enjoyed, but I was a little bit surprised it won the Globe.
Me too.
Best drama.
Yeah, right. I do too.
About the award show itself?
Well, no, the winners, the people, like most people expected Gaga to win.
That was surprising that A Star Is Born did not win for Best Actor, Bradley Cooper, Best Actress, Lady Gaga, or Best Picture for the movie itself. I think that was a little bit surprising, although I think there's going to be a little bit different outcome come Oscar time.
There was a rumor started that they didn't like each other, which was completely dispelled by, I mean, you look at the way they looked at each other at the table and the pictures afterwards. More nonsense from some boob in the news media. All right, anyway, you started to say something. Excuse me.
No, I got one other thing. It's 2019 now, and it's the 20th anniversary of the TV show The Sopranos airing on HBO.
Right.
So The Sopranos.
Have you seen them? They're all over the place. Yeah. They're playing two episodes at a time on HBO. Have you seen that?
No, I've not watched it, but it's one of my all-time favorite programs. David Chase gave an interview to the creator. He's working on a prequel that will play in theaters, should be out in 2020. Although Tony Soprano will not be the star, his character will be involved in the film as a child, Chase announced, which I found pretty interesting.
Are they gonna do, well, yeah, I guess they could do that with any child actor.
One other thing, Sony Pictures is reportedly greenlit a sequel to its hit superhero movie Venom, which stars Tom Hardy. Now, despite the fact, Doug, that this film did not get great reviews or even good reviews, the public liked it. I wound up enjoying the heck out of the movie. It made almost $1 billion worldwide, so we're going to see a sequel.
Guess who didn't see it, Chucker?
You didn't.
There you go. 59 past the hour. Thank you. It's the DJV Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.